A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. And from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Blessings and peace to all. In mid-January, Pastor David called me. He said he was working on midweek Lenten services, and he wanted members of the congregation to share their faith story. Would I be interested? I said I'd think about it. On Sunday, January the 19th, I knew I should give him an answer, and I asked God to help with that decision. Pastor David's sermon that day was Come and See, Go and Tell. I believe it was meant just for me. My plan to say no turned into yes, I'll try. So here goes. I'd like to share again two of my favorite Bible verses, the one from Ephesians, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And from Philippians, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. My faith journey does not include lightning bolt experiences, but a steady growth through the witness of so many wonderful friends in this church family, through spirit-filled pastors and leaders, through a myriad of classes, studies, and activities offered in this place. And for this, I thank God. I was born into a loving, caring, giving family on February the 2nd, 1935. Yes, I'm grateful for 85 years of life. On April the 21st, 1935, I was born into God's family and into our St. Matthew Church family at that baptismal font, which was then here by the lectern. And so began my faith journey. Sunday school and worship were a regular part of my life, going with my parents, my grandmother, and later my brother, Carl. Sometimes we went to my grandfather's Mennonite church. Five generations of my family have attended this church. My mother told me I loved to sing, and as a toddler sitting on the balcony, I sometimes continued to sing long after the hymn had ended. One of the Sunday church school teachers, Mrs. Ziegler, said, St. Matthew will always have a choir so long as Myrtle is here. As a teenager, I sang in Mr. Springer's junior choir. After Scott was called, I sang in the senior choir, and then more recently, our senior singers choir. So many good friendships were made from those experiences, for which I give thanks, especially for that of my dear friend, Bebe Bauman. Her love of God and her faith were a powerful witness. She believed God was listening, and her arrow prayers were a constant in her life. As we age, some routine tasks become more difficult, and a quick prayer can help. How often I do the same. Thank you, Scott, for all the wonderful music you have provided through these years. I'd like to say that Bob and I were part of the group who traveled to Philadelphia about 40 years ago to interview Scott and hear him play. I'm pretty sure you will agree that we made an excellent choice. Thank you, Scott. St. Matthew continued to be a part of my life. As an eighth grader, I attended Dr. Beidelman's catechetical class on Monday nights. I affirmed my baptism on Palm Sunday, April the 10th, 1949. As I went to church that day, my grandmother said to me, "Today is the most important day of your life." How true. God's amazing grace and love were given to me. Thanks be to God. That Easter Sunday was very special as I received my first communion. Each communion continues to be so. Even though I mess up, feel unworthy and inadequate, through God's grace, He continues to forgive and love me. He gives me another chance. What a blessing. There have been many wonderful faith renewals in my life, such as being a part of Luther League. And at Millersville University, I was involved with Student Christian Association, Lutheran Student Group, attending Lutheran conferences at Buckhill Falls in the Poconos, and meeting spirit-filled young people and having good Christian college friends. Upon graduation, I began teaching at New Oxford Elementary School. My teaching career included New Oxford and Southwestern. During my 30 years, I was privileged to teach over 1,000 students in grades 2, 1, and kindergarten. Kindergarten being my very favorite. They are so full of energy, enthusiasm, and innocence. And I'd just like to tell you one little story about kindergarten. It's one of my favorites. Kindergartners think that the teacher lives in the classroom and has no other life. And also, we had snack time every day. And usually while they were having their milk and cookie, I would have a sip of coffee from my thermos to keep me going for the day. Well, one night, my husband and I were having dinner at a local restaurant, and there was Tony and his mother. And his mother could hardly wait to tell me the next day that Tony was just amazed to see me out in a restaurant. And he said, "Mommy, you know, I always knew that Mrs. Satterfield drank, but I didn't know she ate." At New Oxford, I met Bob, my future husband. He was a God-loving, positive, generous, kind person. We were married at St. Matthew by Pastor Howard McCarney. Bob became a member of St. Matthew, and we loved to share our faith by teaching Sunday school, Bible school, vacation Bible school, and serving on committees and council. In the summertime, we also did Meals on Wheels, and we taught Sunday school at Cudores State Park for the campers, and we helped to get other people to teach there. Bob was a loving husband and proud father to Ellen, Joel, and David. They grew up in our St. Matthew Church family, and I'm sure they could tell their own faith journey. I thank God daily for their love and their support, and for the support of their spouses, Kevin, Jenny, and Mary Ann. It's good to know that they love God and they are involved in their own church families. I'm also thankful for my grandchildren, Abby, her husband Robbie, and Matthew. It's good to be called Nanny. And I'm happy to say that most of my family is here tonight. In 1975, our family took a leap of faith and set out on a 30-day camping trip across the United States. What an awesome way to see this beautiful country which God has created just for us. And by the way, gas in the Rockies, which was the most expensive, was 76 cents a gallon, a real bargain. I recall one Sunday on our trip, we were listening to a radio pastor, and he was talking about grace. And he used the acronym, God redeems, accepts, cares, and powers. That has remained with me and it is in your bulletin. I hope it will be meaningful to you. On returning home from that trip, one of our St. Matthew saints, Mary Haupt, said, "You know, I prayed for you every day of that trip. What a witness." Family camping retreats with 20 to 30 St. Matthew families were mountaintop experiences from 1977 to 1995. We gathered at nearby campgrounds from Friday till Sunday, and each retreat had a theme. All activities were centered around it. We had daily devotions, Bible study, singing around the campfire, sitting on lawn chairs in the creek to stay cool, having a fellowship meal, and having a lovely worship service with communion on Saturday evenings. And sometimes non-campers from church would join us for that. We usually made a banner that had to do with the theme, and some of those banners can be seen in our building. One of them is by Fellowship Hall, and it says, "God's Family Prays." So many memories of sharing faith and having fun. Oh, the story some of us could tell. And we always left refreshed and renewed. Bob and I, along with Pastor Maddox and some other people from St. Matthew, attended Lutheran Global Mission events. And at IUP, we were introduced to John Yivsecker, who was the composer of the beautiful hymn, "Morning Cry." How awesome it was to sing with hundreds of people at that event, another mountaintop experience. When Pastor Roos came, he started a young couples group. And from that group grew our Christmas caroling event to homebound members and shut-ins. It's not only a blessing for the shut-ins, but it's been a real blessing for those of us who do it. And I'm happy to say my family and I have only missed a few of them. Why don't you join us next year? A few years ago, I was diagnosed with a chemical imbalance, which caused some anxiety and depression. I had problems going anywhere or socializing. But with the love and support of family and friends, prayers, medication, and holding on to God's promise from Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me," I survived this low spot. Philippians 4:13 became my mantra, as I said it many times during the day. I had to admit my weakness and rest in God's love. The love, prayers, support, and care of this church family and my faith in God have kept me going through some difficult times. Bob had his first dialysis treatment the same day I had breast cancer surgery. He was on dialysis almost 7 years, but we seldom missed church. Sunday was usually his best day. On Palm Sunday, before he entered the church triumphant, he asked me if we were going to church, and I said yes. And his reply was, "I need to be with my Christian brothers and sisters." He passed the day before his 78th birthday, which happened to be Easter of 2006 that year. My father had passed just 3 weeks before. Without my faith in our risen Lord and knowing that he was with us, it would have been very hard to get through this time. Our family went to church that Easter, and someone said, "How could you do that? How could I not do that after what Jesus has done for me?" Over the years, my faith has grown through Bible studies such as Bethel, Crossways, the in-depth class, women's retreats, reading the Bible in a year, Carolyn Stambaugh's Bible study group, and Pastor Rob's recent Bible study. So often things happen which we call coincidences. I believe they are really part of God's plan. As I looked at my March devotional book, I noticed that the introductory page was about grace. I wonder, coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. And that page had a prayer for grace, which I'd like to read. From Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant, and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Lord, thank you for placing dreams in my heart, for guiding me further than I thought possible, and for helping me overcome obstacles in my life. And so my faith journey continues. I would encourage you to reflect on your faith journey. I pray that together we may continue to grow in faith as we celebrate God's love and serve in Jesus' name. I thank God for his gift of grace and for our wonderful church family and staff. I'd like to close with the words of the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised, which was sung by the choir on the night that Joseph Martin was here. It is also in my confirmation booklet. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide. Amen.